Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oklahoma's state vegetable is the watermelon, which is a fruit.
That's wonderfully bizarre and ridiculous. Well done, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma feels like, I don't know if it's just me, okay, but whenever like there's weird that happens or like, you know, people want to blame it on a state, Oklahoma seems to be the go-to state. It seems to be the state you blame all the stuff on.
What else has happened in Oklahoma?
I don't know. I feel like if I was stuck in conversation and I need to blame something on a state, Oklahoma would be the go-to. I'd be, happened in Oklahoma somewhere, I don't know. Or like you tell a story, like, oh, I watched the Netflix documentary and this happened. You can't remember where it was. Where was it? Oklahoma.
I feel like the only thing Oklahoma is famous for is having a musical called Oklahoma.
Where the wind goes sweeping down the plains. It's the panhandle above your favourite state, Connor, Texas.
It is indeed, yeah. I've never been to Oklahoma. My cousins rave about it, though. They say that it's like a really cool place to go. I've just never been.
Well, why would you leave Austin, the greatest place in the world, eh?
Well, exactly. I don't need to be anywhere else. It provides. So why watermelon and why vegetable? Sounds like a stupid idiot has done that.
It's been happened for about 10 years. Well, actually, no, much more than that. It's happened for 15 years now-ish. Back in 2007, Joe Dorman, who was a state representative, so in politics, he was a Democrat, and he pushed for the watermelon, his favourite fruit, to be the state fruit of Oklahoma, but that was already taken, so he had to make do with it being the state's vegetable. Now, since that's happened, it's become a bit of a political football because a Democrat has made it the state vegetable. The Republican wants to repeal that to get a new vegetable as the actual, to get an actual vegetable as the vegetable, and it's taking up so much time, which they could be spent doing other things. Joe Dorman, the lawmaker, he wants to get over this issue. He says there's a $611 million budget shortfall. There are more important things to focus on than whether a watermelon is a fruit or a vegetable. It's not a discussion, really, is it?
It's a fruit. It is ridiculous, but I also love the moxie on this guy to go, oh, fruit's taken, dashed it, but it's a vegetable. Like, if vegetable was taken, what was he going to do? Make it the national animal of Oklahoma? Or is he just going to keep going until he found something it could be?
Doesn't it kind of sum up just maybe politics in general, though? It's just complete bloody nonsense stuff that happens. Like, that there is the perfect example, maybe, of just what actually goes down. It's like, it doesn't really, it is actually a fruit, but that's already taken. So we'll just make it a vegetable. Also, watermelon, what? Massively overrated. Just throwing that out there.
Well, so two things here. On the second point, you're wrong. It's actually one of the world's greatest fruits. What I'm curious about is the point where as Mark said, oh, it can't be the fruit, so I'm going to try and make it the vegetable. How then it became that? Like, surely there's a process. Surely one person can't go, oh, by the way, I'm going to make this a vegetable. All right, then. Surely a lot of people would have said, hang about, you're missing one key ingredient here. It ain't veg. It's one of the world's greatest fruits. Let's get another veg.
It's another category you could have put it in, like official food of Oklahoma or official green thing of Oklahoma. Like, is there not like another category they could have put it in where it was actually correct rather than just making it the official vegetable?
It's very similar to the tomato debate, this, isn't it? It really is.
Well, it's not, because it is just a fruit. That's what it is.
And also, these things shouldn't be a debate. They either are or they aren't. The problem is I can't remember which one the tomato is, but a watermelon
is... Tomato
is
fruit.
A fruit.
Yeah.
So tomato is fruit. Something about the seeds being inside, right?
Yeah, if you made the tomato the official vegetable, I'd be like, all right, fine, sure, whatever. Like, I'm all right with that. But, you know, it's a watermelon. There's never been a debate about a watermelon being a fruit or a vegetable.
Potato, potato.
Yeah. As the famous saying goes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.